More evidence that Turkey is supporting Al-Qaeda in an attempt to overthrow Syria. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. I told you last week that media is ignoring the fact that not only did the Turkish Air Force shoot down a Syrian fighter jet, but that Turkey did so in an area where Al-Qaeda is attempting to gain control of a key northern Syrian border crossing. Well, now comes a new revelation. An audio recording of a phone call between high-level Turkish authorities, including the foreign minister, the head of Turkish intelligence, the undersecretary of foreign ministry, and a general. The conversation, which has been translated into English, appears to include statements by the head of intelligence to use Al-Qaeda to create a false flag to send troops into Syria. Reuters news agency, which examined that recording, said it could not verify its authenticity, but it was potentially the most damaging purported leak so far, as it does appear to be a bugging of a highly confidential conversation among top leaders. Justification can be created, they say, to take Syrian land north of Apello, where a tomb, Suleiman Shah, is located. So how has Turkey's government responded to this supposed leak? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. How has Turkey's government responded to a supposed leak of high-level officials working with Al-Qaeda to overthrow Syria? By blocking YouTube from the entire country, which apparently didn't work very well. Officially, the Turkish authorities have said the only thing this recording actually proves is that they are making plans to protect Turkish land, if necessary. But they've also threatened to throw into prison the traitor who leaked the phone call. This story proves once again that the case for war can be made through false flag operations and through propaganda. Thanks to new media, we might have insight into those kinds of operations like we never have before. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
There are many water filters to choose, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine. including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years. All for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine now. Only at hempusa.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. Pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street.
We are back. Hour two of the National Intel Report. And Kevin in Indiana keeps calling up. Keith in Indiana, harassing you. I just answered the phone, and I disguised my voice, and I said, RBN, what's so great about John Stadtmiller? I never claimed I was great. Kevin in California. Thanks for holding, Kevin.
How you doing? Hey, John, when you were talking to that guy, Merlin, I knew that you had interviewed the guy before, and when I heard you interview him before, you kind of were short with him at that time. And, I mean, you didn't really give him much respect, it seemed like. And then he actually told you right out of the gate that he had a show on RBN, and now you turn around and act like you...
Kevin, excuse me. My kid had committed suicide. I am lucky I am still sane, Kevin. Excuse me. Is that okay with you? That I had forgotten? That I was under so much pressure, I didn't even know if I could do radio again? Is that okay?
Do you want listeners to your show? And you're going to treat your callers like that?
Listen to what you're saying. I did not even remember I interviewed the guy. Do you get that? And I did not appreciate what he did. That phone call should not have been on air. He and I should have been talking off air and lodged his complaints about anybody or anything else. Kevin, I give people the time. I was a little bit short. Really? I thought I was losing my freaking mind. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
No, I'm... Is there a delay here? I was done talking.
Did you cut me off or what?
No, I did not.
Well, obviously you can't hear me. I was trying to tell you something and you started yelling at me.
Kevin?
I was telling you that the guy was trying to explain something to you and you were like cutting him off. You were making fun of his name. I mean, I don't know what the deal was. It was like the whole time you were combative with the guy. And he told you he had a show on your station. He even contributes to your show. You even ran a commercial just now because of his.
Yeah, and I just found out. And
well,
I did.
Mean, but you didn't apologize to him. You want him to apologize to you.
Kevin,
I don't get it.
Kevin.
You want everybody to kiss your ass, and you're not even...
I'm not asking anybody to kiss my ass. I'm just asking them to quit, stop throwing grenades around.
He was just explaining something to you. And you were, like, promoting this guy's book, and you couldn't even give the guy the time of day. You might want to re-listen to what your conversation with the guy, because the whole time you were like making fun of him. Believe me, you were. I was listening.
All right, Kevin.
And I know that he's.
Kevin,
I know you interviewed the guy.
Kevin,
before.
Now you've made your point three times. Is there anything else you have to say?
Yeah. What do you think about that? You think I'm just making it up?
No. Did you just disregard what I said?
I said I was sorry, John. What do you want me to do?
All right, fine. You're sorry, I'm sorry.
Did that? You're going to act like that to everybody that called you? Because you're...
Oh, come on, man. Come on, Kevin.
Come on,
man.
You wanted your station to succeed, but then you're talking to your guest like that. I don't get it.
What guest?
Well...
The guy I didn't know I interviewed?
Your caller.
What? What?
The
guy that I didn't remember that I interviewed? Because I was in a state of mind that I didn't know if I was sane anymore. Kevin?
Ah,
come on, man.
Come on yourself.
Okay, bye, Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. Some people consider this good radio. I do not. You know what? Somebody want to buy a network? You think you can do a better job than what I've done with this place in 10 years? Please, make me an offer. If I'm such a ramshackle idiot, somebody, please, buy the network. Everybody's got suggestions. Everybody's got this. Everybody's got that. But very few people are able to do this. And excuse me if I was in the middle of a damn emotional meltdown. I've been under the gun for 5 months, and I am surprised that I'm still able to even function. Son of a puppy. It's not dead air. I'm tapping my fingers here. Anybody else got any criticism? I'll just open up the line and y'all can say whatever you want to say. 800-313-9443. You know, in radio, you'll make people happy and you'll disappoint people. You'll make people angry. But I got to tell you, the one thing I've discovered, whether you like me or dislike me, your personal petty grievances, or maybe you're justified, I don't even know. I've said this before. Hardly anybody that runs a network, and you've heard me do this before, to other people, other callers, that they'll call in, start talking about another host and starting to slam. And I won't do it. I will not do that.
Sometimes it's a sin and sometimes it's a blessing. But very, very few owners of a network do their own program. And I guess I'm discovering the reasons why. Because no matter what you go through, no matter what you give up, no matter how dedicated you are to the main core issue and what your job is, it's never going to satisfy people 100%. And Kevin, you know what? I don't know what to tell you. You obviously listen to this network for some reason. And if you've got a grief, fine. But understand, I didn't even remember interviewing the guy. Let me see how you'd act if your son just committed suicide. Let me see if you could even remember what your name is.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I don't know if they're for or again, but the lines are loaded. Let me take Michael Herzog here. Hello, Michael.
Hello, John. Are you settled down yet?
was I a little over the top there, Michael?
I want 2 minutes uninterrupted. Please do me a favor and zip your lip and let me talk. Okay.
Pull my mic down. Michael, you have the floor.
Thank you. This is to Dave and to Kevin. Dave, I appreciate what you do. Believe me, anybody that is fighting and battling to save money from the American people who are getting robbed from the IRS, I bow to you. I have followed the IRS for 20 years, all the way from Irwin Schiff to Dick Simcannon to Larkin Rose to just a myriad of people who have fought the fight. Some have won, some have not. Okay? And so whatever you're doing on your show on Saturdays, Dave, I commend you for it. Keep up the good work. All right? I personally know Pete Hendrickson. I have read his book 3 times. I have used the methods prescribed in his book. And by the way, they work. Okay? And they don't let it go for 2.5 years. The last one I did goes back 10 years. And it works. The next one is for Kevin. Kevin, being an awakened American for the past, I would say a good awakened American for the past 10 years, eight of which I spent behind a microphone, two of which I had the privilege to spend behind the microphone at RBN, in studio a lot of that time. And I will share with you a little bit of what went on inside of that studio. I saw the man that's behind that microphone speaking to you today every month go through stress and aggravation, time after time after time, week after week, day after day, trying to make sure that this program stayed on the air. Henceforth, the reason that he has had to come onto the program, even though he doesn't want to, and plead for money. Because all the listeners out there, and I'm not saying all, but I'm saying a portion of the listeners out there, they sit behind and they listen to the information that's being pulled in, and they do nothing about it. And I want to say this. I haven't been on the air for a year and a half, but I do work behind the scenes, and I do nothing more than any other listener out there could very easily do. The vast majority of the people that are listening to RBN, John, as you know, are awakened Americans. Many of them don't know or know more than what we know. They're more awakened than we are. Okay, yet they sit there and they're information junkies. However, with the technology that we have today, i.e. Facebook and Twitter, there's a vast majority of Americans, and I see them every day, that don't have a clue what's going on or are swayed by a lamestream, mainstream, propagandic media, who, by the way, the same people that run those are the same people that are running the IRS. Okay? So if the people would spend even an hour a day, like I do, getting on Facebook and watching these people that make these posts that are pro-propagandic, mainstream, lamestream media, and interact with them, and as John says on the air almost every day, invite a friend to the network. Maybe then he won't have to come on the air and beg. Maybe then if he does have to come on and beg for $1,000, maybe next time it's only $500 or $300, because we on the listening end have done our job. Thank you much, John. You've got the floor.
Michael, I appreciate your sentiments. I have never really asked anything of anybody. I have kept my nose to the grindstone for a decade, trying to keep this network going. It's very, very difficult in the economic climate that we have today. And you know that I do not like doing pledge drives. I don't like asking for money. I do not. Now, either we're full of monkey milk, or this network is a good thing, because there's a lot of people that listen to it. And I appreciate the, if you ever decide to come out of retirement, I hear the passion in your voice, and that's what I always liked and respected about you, is because you were in it for the right reasons. So your words are welcomed, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
You're welcome, John. Let me just close by saying that, remember, these same people that Dave is fighting with the IRS, and John, yes, you're passionate as well, all right, it's the same people that are controlling the media, the same people that are right now behind the bombing, the massacre of Gaza, the same people that are running Hollywood. It's the same people. We're fighting this entity together. Let's try to get along.
I'm telling you. Thank you,
Michael.
Go
to the next caller. You bet.
Thank you, sir. Greg in California. Hello, Greg.
Hi, John. Well, after that talk, there's not much I can really add. I've been doing this myself. I spent 2.5 years in Vietnam in 68 to 70. I came back and I read a book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy. I'm sure you're familiar with it.
Oh, Mr. Stormer's work, yes.
Yeah. Well, Gary Allen's in the bottom of it. Anyway, that opened my eyes up, and I was just a kid, 23 years old, and I've been fighting this system ever since. I've been in federal court. I've put in full-page advertisements in the paper. I support your program. I do the best I can. And that guy that had called up earlier, I hate to call people names, but he's a fool.
Well,
because your network is one of the only ones I've ever heard that really tell the truth. And I can't remember the name of the father that just spoke, but we all know who's running this show.
Michael Herzog.
Michael Herzog. We all know who's running the show, and I don't hate anybody. I don't think you do either.
I try not to, because that clouds your judgment, that enters in emotionalism, which
exactly.
I'm sorry, my mother's full-blooded Sicilian, and she taught
exactly.
me her temper.
Well, I don't know what I am, and most people really don't know what they are, and the point doesn't matter. You know, it's like Rick Adams says, God has appointed certain people to do certain things. Once you can connect the dots, it's pretty easy to see. You can put together what they're doing and not hate anybody, but still try to be proactive.
Understood. And
I've been in front of the court with a prosecutor and attorney that said, Greg, if you don't shut up, you're going to jail. So I decided at that time, I'm not going to sacrifice my life for people that don't care. I will tell them, I will give them all my time and effort, and if they're interested. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
No, I understand, Greg. I understand what you just said. But, like, I emailed, and I don't want to give out any information who I gave this to. But
you're telling the truth. That's all I can tell you. You are one of the only people that I've met, other than myself and a few others, that actually will tell the truth and can do it and convey it in a way of not showing any hatred to anybody. You don't have to hate anybody.
And that's the equation that you keep out, because that is another, that's another division between people.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I do not want to succumb to that. I honest exactly. to God don't. Greg?
Well, John, I don't call programs. This is the first one I've ever called except Dr. Laura. That was 20 years ago.
Well, Greg, thank you for those sentiments. And
I just wanted to tell you, you're doing a good job. I don't care what these other people think, and you shouldn't either, because you know the truth. And like one of your, I can't say a competitor, another worker out there, mm-hmm. he says, I'm tired of doing this for 20 years. But you know something, John? I've been doing it since 1970.
I hear you.
I'm tired.
I'm wearing a little thin myself.
And that's the point. Anyway, I just want to support you.
Thank you.
And I do.
Thank you, Greg.
I try to spread the word.
All righty. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, you know, it's a funny thing. I was just talking to Don Campbell today, and I was explaining how my mother would handle things. I grew up with two older sisters, and I was the youngest, and no daddy around. Guess what I learned? The Sicilian temper. Oh, man. Mark in Georgia. Hello, Mark. Oh, hang on 1 second. Mark, Tammy, Dennis, John, Sally, others, 800-313-9443. If there's a spot on the phony tell there, call in. I will take all of your calls today. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
David R. Merlin, thank you so much for that email that you'd sent me. You and I have to talk. Mark in Georgia, I'm sorry we got interrupted by a break.
Oh, that's fine. I understand how these things go. I just now found out about this development in your life, and my condolences and my prayers.
And you know, the only thing that it has done, Mark, is, and I'm sitting here and I'm watching my hands and I'm literally shaking.
Yes.
This is dredging up the stuff, the emotion that I felt five weeks ago. And this is not a state of mind that a radio talk show host should be in.
Well, you're a lot more composed than, shall we call him, arrogant jerk, who I wish you had his funding. You'd probably have a lot less problems, right?
Well, we just have to keep plugging away. We will get our breaks, and
And God will provide. Yeah. And sometimes he provides with money, sometimes he provides with opportunities. You know, and I'm still waiting for God to give me the winning number for the lottery, because I'm not going to buy a ticket until then. It's like, we have an understanding. Mark, you're not going to squander any money on this until I give you the winning numbers first. In the meantime, it ain't happened. You know, but like I say,
but Mark, how do you expect to win if you don't play? That's what they keep telling
me. Well,
you.
How do you expect to win by not wasting money? I'm not wasting money that, you know, well, it goes to education. Oh, you mean indoctrinating the youth to think we live in the freest country in the world. And you know what's so wonderful? I have the government's permission to say so. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's one of those things where you do keep your composure a lot better than most people I've dealt with and I listen to, and I've been meaning to listen more because you guys have good information about what's really going on, and AJ has a lot of, the sky is falling and any day now, and it's like, well, according to what they would like to do if they could, yeah, that's true, and he says, well, we have documents that they're going to do this, that, the other, and it's like, but we all know they only do what they believe they can get away with.
Otherwise,
yes,
it would already have been
done. But we also need to expose them with a caveat that exposure changes their plans, right?
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is that we need to expose them, and we also need to get the people exposed to the idea that reality doesn't work according to our mental constructs. Because I used to waste a lot of intellectual energy, mental energy, in forming how I thought things were going to go. And reality plays this very simple game with me. It says, you thought that's how things were going to go, huh? And then reality says, no, I'm going to do things the way I do things, and whether your mental model is accurate, most likely it's not, you know. But I know how it is with these people who, unsolicited and unwelcomed advice, like the guy who tells me I ought to be taking medications, and when I try to explain to him, if I take these medications you say I should be on, if I go into a spree killing mode, what number do you want to be on my list? And I'm not saying I would do that. I'm saying, you know, this guy, I remember.
I hope those sirens are not for you.
Well, SSRIs, I'd rather take St. John's wort, and exercise is the most effective antidepressant. But this guy, he reminds me of the Sarah Bareilles song, King of Anything, about unsolicited and unwelcomed advice, and she sings this line, you got the talking down, just not the listening. You know, you talk the talk, but you're not hearing me say, I didn't really ask for your advice in the first place.
And Mark, the problem that is going to be with a lot of the scoffaws out there, the disbelievers, the ones that want to say that you wear the tinfoil hat and you're some kind of nut and you should be on medication or locked up or at least put in a rubber room someplace. These are the people that weren't listening to what you were saying. They listened enough to reject what you have said. And when this thing goes down, you know, there's a line in a Bob Seger song, Get Your Hands in the Air. As a matter of fact, I think I'll close the show with that today, because that song was about government, about criminality, and what's going on in this country. And it's never, ever, 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 ever been played on any AM, FM, or Sirius broadcast that I have ever heard. That's how powerful the song is. So I'm going to play that. But there's a line in that that says, there's a man in a parking lot, doesn't know which way to go. He's just standing there. He's lost. There are a lot of lost people in this country. But, Mark, the people that are saying things like that to you, the tsunami is coming. I hope you know how to swim real, real well. At that point in time, they might think to themselves, you know that Mark in Georgia, maybe I should have listened to him. Yeah, they should have been listening a whole lot more. Mark, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Let me go to Dennis in Utah. Hello, Dennis. Dennis, are you there?
Hey.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah, my wife and I, it's a little history here. My wife and I have been listening to you since, we used to listen to you when you had Bob Chapman and Robbie Noel on.
Yeah.
God rest Bob's soul. This is my first time calling in. I don't do this very well. I'm rather nervous.
No, you know what? Don't be, because it's you and I talking, Dennis. Forget anything else.
And what went on today happens, but I think the globalists are probably doing handstands when something like this happens, because They want to divide everybody.
Yeah.
And my wife and I, we've been married for 43 years, and I'll tell you what, we've had some knockdown dragouts, but we still love each other. And so, whether you think you're needed or not on this radio network, we all love you, man. And hang in there and do the best you can. That's all I can say. And you know, with regards to funding, you know, the Lord says it's harder for a camel to pass through an eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to get to heaven. So we're the people that have to work for it, to strive what they want in life, are rewarded many times more than those that are just have it dropped in their laps.
Yeah.
And I just want to give you some encouragement to go on and do what you've been doing, because I don't know what we'd do without you.
You've been married to your wife for how long?
43 years, coming up on 44.
Mine only lasted 15.
It's tough, you know. Love's a job. You got to work at it, and we've had some close ones, but you just gotta, you know, what goes on. Arguments are going to happen. People are going to disagree with you, and you know that's just the way it is.
You're gonna have good years, and you're gonna have bad years. You're gonna have the height and the giddiness and all of that, and then you're gonna have the lows. And but there's one thing that I hold dear over anything else. And that's loyalty. I have never been disloyal. Dennis, I know this was tough for you to do, but I appreciate your call and expressing your sentiments. Thank you, sir.
We all love you, man.
Thank you. You know, just recently, I've had full-grown men say to my face, I love you. And that rips my heart out, because they mean it. Women, they find that easier to say. Men, that is not an easy thing. John in Missouri. Hello, John.
Hi, John. I wanted to thank you for what you've done for the people out here who do care about the country. And that's about all I got to say. I heard that. Whatever that was. And,
well, it was.
We're on your side, John.
And this is not about sides. And I can almost guarantee you, this guy out in California, he's on our side as well. There was a reason that he felt compelled that he had to do that. But I don't doubt that the guy is a patriot. And you know what? I'm not going to. When it all gets down to it, and here's the common denominator, John. When the lead's flying. People that have had disagreements, people that, for whatever reason, wanted to, you know, they say that love is what is the oil that takes the friction out of life. I can tell you one thing. When the stuff hits the proverbial air-moving device, all is going to be forgiven, because there is going to be something that we're going to be fighting, and we're not going to be fighting each other.
Well, I just want to thank you for what you've done, and have a nice day.
All right. Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Sally in Texas. Hello, Sally.
John, I don't do this very often, but I kind of thought that maybe you would need a little backup. I lost my son 14 years ago to the same thing. And the very thought, excuse me, it's very hard to talk about. The very idea that you can be on the radio, try to go on with your life, I admire you for that, because I know how hard it is, and I know that every day can be a trial.
Sally, do me a big favor. You can't hear that bump, but try to compose yourself over these 3 minutes, and I'm going to bring you back after this break.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done.
simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
You don't have it on your screen. I saw the title the other day, and that was the last economic blow-up that we had back in 89, talking about the unemployment lines. I just heard that on the radio again, and I'm thinking, why is this getting so much airplay now? Well, it's because of what they're talking about. Sally in Texas. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. You are back.
Okay, let me start over. I'm sorry I lost it, but I don't do this very often.
No, that just tells me the depth of love that you had for your son. That was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I wanted to stick up for you because to be on the radio and doing what you're doing, nobody in this world knows what it feels like until they've lost a child.
I'm telling you, it is, it's earth-changing.
It is, and I'm not going to whitewash it or whatever. It's hard every day. And 14 years later, I still have days where I just don't want to go on. But we have to go on. We have things to do in this world. you have something to do, I have something to do, and our children would want us to be doing that.
Do you know what I told Don Campbell? He filled in for me when I was off for those 2 weeks, and I told him, as this was a Friday, and I said, Don, would you do me a favor? I said, would you let me kind of guest host on your show? I want to see if I can actually get behind a microphone. And I got to be honest with you, Sally, I was not myself. But over the weekend, as I said before, there was something that happened. I had this sort of epiphany. For the first time in my life, I viewed myself in this network outside of myself, and I saw it for what it was, and it was good. And what kept ringing through my head over that weekend, the following Monday, I was back on air. Still a little shaky, but I was back on air. But what ran through my head that entire weekend, it was almost maddening. I couldn't get it out of my head, was that line out of the 20-year-old movie Shawshank Redemption. You get busy living, or you get busy dying.
That's right. And you just keep on doing what you're doing. There's going to be days when you don't feel like doing it, and it doesn't get easier. It's always going to be hard, but we have to go on with what we have to do. And for people to give you a bad time about that, don't understand how it feels.
Well, and you know what? I assume that because I don't think he would have said what he had said.
Yeah. No.
No, I get that. Sally, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate your call. And a little reminder, folks, and I'll say this again, and I hope you take it for its intended meaning and its weight. These days we're living right now, in the future, these are going to look like the good old days. Not the good old days of 20, 30, 40 years ago. Not those days. These days we're living right now are going to look good to us in the future. We'll have fond memories of these days. So people, gird yourself, steel yourself, whatever you need to do. You stay upright, you stay passionate, and you stay on point. John in Little Rock. Hello, John.
Hello, we got a problem here in Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
The director of Arkansas Public Television is denying me the right to be in a televised debate this October.
Why?
Because he's citing a Supreme Court ruling. His name is Mr. Tony Brooks.
Okay.
He's a public official, so I don't mind throwing his name out there.
Okay.
Now, make a long story short, John. Arkansas Public Television is funded by the taxpayers.
Right.
And public donation. Mm-hmm. And it sits on a university, the studio sits on a, you know, state university campus. Now, I'm running as a write-in this year, and this year the congressional race for the 2nd District of Arkansas. But long story short, this man told me that he is not obligated to invite me to the debate, and the invites have already been sent out to the, other parties.
Okay, John, I don't have much time here, but what was this debate about?
It's just a regular, congressional public debate,
Okay.
For Senate, whatever, So I'd like to know, where is it that my tax dollar that you used to fund a public television station is used to keep me from being on the debate?
John,
I'm Charles Neely, and I'm running for United States Congress in the 2nd District of Arkansas for the 2014 election as a write-in, and I'm being discriminated against.
Well, it is the good old boy club, John, and they have a tendency. All our presidents have been handpicked by the Bilderbergs and CFR. There's a vetting process there. Who's going to be the little string on the puppet? Who's going to be the front man? So if they're freezing you out of a debate, understand that they're in the business of fixing the race. They already know the outcome before the bell even rings and the gates open. So if you're being treated like that, I wouldn't take it too personally. Especially...
No, I'm going to take it personally.
Well, no. I'm just saying, especially if you've got something of value to say. Obviously, You know,
I'm against illegals coming to you. I bet you that.
Yeah, I heard that. All right, John, I'm almost out of time here. Good luck to you, but don't give up. Never give up. Never surrender. Thank you, Dan. He says, I love you too, John. You know, that ladies out there don't understand it. When I say this, the men understand it. That is the hardest thing for a man to say to another man. I love you. There are parents. There are dads that have a hard time saying it to their children. And it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing to do. But when those words are spoken, man, I mean, it just turns you to mush. I try not to be hateful. I try not to be too emotional. I really try. But carrying the burdens that I carry, and have for a very long time, I am not complaining. More people in this country should hear this network. You know, Don Campbell said today, Bill Frady, he says, you know, I know this guy does a gun show. He said, but man, is he a good broadcaster. He's got some depth to him. Dave Hodges. By the way, John B. Wells is going to be on Dave Hodges' show again Sunday night. How many different people has he brought up recently, Dan? Okay, but who were they? Elena Cook. What? Steve Quayle. No, that's okay. I just off the top of your head. He's got an extremely popular show on this network. I just have to call him about getting an ISDN line. John B. Wells, I guess, was on his show last Sunday. Wells sounded great. He sounded a little bit thin because he was on a telephone. You know, geez, we had the money to buy him a box. That'd be nice. At any rate. Folks, this is about this country. This is about our constitutional republic. It's not about John Stadtmiller. It's not about the guy in California. It's about our country. It is about a place for our children. When you look at your kids tonight and you tuck them in bed, if you can say to yourself, I have done everything that I could for my children and their future, well, then you will have a good night's sleep. I know what's coming. You know what's coming. Our children and their children's children are not going to have a good time. We're out of here. I'm going to play this song. It seems apropos. Get your hands in the air. I will see you tomorrow. And when you come back, bring a friend or an enemy. Hog time.
Two-time losers running everywhere, shouting, screaming, I was never there, with their hands in the air, hands in the air. I've seen bad news messengers avoiding kings, cheating spouses, twisting the rings, with their hands in the air. With finance.